Yeah. In ancient times, there was a community known as the Good News. All the communities did in these times. The Good News lived right on the river banks. They were trading, transportation, and for sustenance. Water was almighty and worshipped as a god, Roxy. One day, there was a tremendous hurricane far out in the ocean. Its ferocity blew a large flock of foo birds away, of course, sending them inland many hundreds of miles in the vicinity of the Gunu's community. The Gunu people had never seen a foo bird and were quite curious as to its sudden and obviously evil presence. The foo bird, as we know, is a very ugly, evil-looking bird. This caused the Gunu people to become very uneasy, believing that they did something wrong to God and that this bird should be avoided. One day, a foo bird flew overhead and screeched, "Foo! Foo!" and shit on the Gunu's head. The man ran screaming into the river, believing that the holy powers of the river would cleanse him of his evil turd and its consequences. As soon as the man washed his unholy turd from his ear canal, he suddenly kneeled over and died. The Gunu's were now convinced of the foo bird's evilness. The next day, the woman was outside and heard, "Foo, foo." Before she could react, the foo bird dropped a bomb, landing a syrupy turd across her face. Shocked and panicked, she ran to the river, furiously washing her face of this sloppy stew. The village watched in horror as the woman also died, once cleaned of the runny turd. The very next day, the village wise man heard those famous words, "Foo, foo." He, like others, had witnessed the terrible deaths of two other villages and people in the last 2 days. He, too, was struck right in the forehead by the foo bird's accurately guided turd missile. His first reaction was confusion, and he sprinted toward the river. However, he stopped short and thought of his obvious demise. Should he cleanse the turd wafer from his forehead? He did not cleanse the poo pile from his forehead and lived. So the wise men went to the other people of the village, gathered them around, and stated to them clearly and plainly, "There is an obvious lesson here, my good people. The moral to the story is, if the poo shits, wear it."
I was laughing all the way through that. I didn't know it was muted. Damn, I wanted to be part of the soundtrack of that one. That was a great story, eh? Hey, Roxy, what do you think of that?
It's how it applies. The plasma sphere is only visible to the naked eye from Earth during the nighttime because of the fixed luminous points in the sky because of their distance from what you call this Earth.